Sunday night, Darryl had trouble sleeping. Every few hours, he woke up and checked the clock to see how much time he had left to rest. He wanted the night to last forever. At least then he would not have to go to school. Yet every time he looked at the clock, it was closer and closer to the time he had to get up, the time he had to go to the same place as Tyree, alone. Darryl was awake when the day's first dim light started to creep into his small bedroom. The weather seemed to match his mood. A raw November rain left the sky dull gray and sunless. "What a day to begin at Blueford," he thought. For breakfast, he forced himself to eat a few spoonfuls of oatmeal and a gulp of milk. "Darryl," his mother scolded, "that's not enough to keep a bird alive. How are you going to grow taller and heavier if you eat like that?" "I can't eat no more, Mom. My stomach feels funny already," Darryl said.